welcome to episode 25 of the Summer of Miles podcast. This is a big one today. We announced the women's field the other day. Jeff Caron was on, and today we've got Stephen First on, as well as Logan Roberts sitting here in the room with us. And of course, my co-host is back from his big trip to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sandy, how you doing?
Good. It's good to be back. Pat, how'd you hold it down last week? I mean, you sounded great. I actually sound a little better with me not being on.
You know, that 6-minute read up front of all the things that went on, I missed that little yin and yang that we have. God. So I'm glad to have you back in the seat.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Yeah, definitely. I took a break off. I've been resting my voice, so I should be in a really good place to make it through the whole podcast this week.
Good.
You know, definitely trying to peak podcast-wise around Sir Walter. So the July is an important month to make sure that my voice is in a good place. You understand what I'm saying?
Good. Your beard's in a good place too.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So is Logan's. Stephen First does not have a good beard. Patrick, you're
getting there.
Yours looks pretty solid.
It's baby beard right now.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's the summer. I'll tell you what though, if you're in the Raleigh area, it feels like fall. I mean, I hate to always bring up weather, but like with some brutal days that we've come out of with the low dew point right now, it feels like a September afternoon.
No doubt. The past few days have been incredible, which have led to some fast times over on the Sir Walter Strava Challenge.
Yes.
Over the Mid Pines Barn Run, an old NC State special.
Just
an out and back 4K-ish run. We've had, at time of recording, over 50 people run. A lot of fun. I know that old Alan Freeman swooped in like Peter Sagan this afternoon, took the lead. Laura Berry took the women's lead. You know, that'll probably change by the time this drops. But as you guys know, we're doing one of these every week in July. So you got till midnight on Monday. We'll probably drop this about that time Monday night. The new one comes out Tuesday. That is going to be Mount Greenway.
Uh-oh.
Head over to SirWalterRunning.com to check that out. Lots of pictures tell you where to go. There will be the Strava segment, of course, and there is going to be a special King of the Mountain on this specific run. So get excited for that.
Is there a green? I mean, well, first let's go back to Mid Pines real quick, Pat. I mean, when you're out there, this is the one place where you're literally a stone's throw from downtown Raleigh, and yet you feel like you're in Eastern North Carolina somewhere.
There's a lot of livestock, nice gravel road, maybe a little bit too rocky, but you know, when you're out there just cruising, you know, looking at the barns and just yesteryear Americana, you kind of forget that the Crush and Run rocks are maybe a little bit too big.
Absolutely. And just a small aside, Deanna and I did part of our wedding video out there.
Well, there you go.
So
take your girl out there.
Yeah, make sure you're in a pickup truck just so the rocks don't bother you. That's what I was getting at. But, you know, I'm excited for this week's Strava. Again, it kind of parlays nicely with the fact that we're also the start of the Tour de France happened this past, Saturday, July 7th. So it's just kind of fun, obviously, in a big time and endurance event. It's fun to kind of have something that runs parallel alongside of the biking world.
Yeah, the Tour de Walter, you know, run all four, get a Tour de Walter tank at the end of this. So be looking out for those next few. Summer Miles is certainly sponsoring this. And speaking of sponsors, Sandy, we got some good ones for this year's Sir Walter Miler. Who we got?
Absolutely. Now, and as you guys know, we appreciate our sponsors because it allows us to do what we do. So let me just hit a few. Actually, let me hit the sponsors, okay? Starting off, obviously, Waverly Hematology Oncology out in Cary, North Carolina with Dr. Mark Graham is a sponsor this year. This is their second year. Dr. Mark Graham, again, the father of Thomas Graham, who was a standout at Cary Academy, went to run at Stanford, and a very talented runner.
TG the Pasta Man on Twitter.
Well, yeah, that's where you can find him. You can also find him in San Francisco right now. He's out there at the time being, but we're hoping Pops will fly him back in town for the race. But Dr. Mark Graham knows his running. There's something I can say. One, he's obviously a very gifted oncologist. There's no question. Has done a lot for really the national field in his lane, especially with breast cancer. But he loves running. There's no question. Dr. Mark Graham, for as much as he works, he knows a ton about running. I am so impressed with this man's knowledge, his stat lineup in his head. He knows it. He knows the name. So, he keeps up, and obviously his and the clinic support of Sir Walter for the second year is huge. So we're excited to have him back.
For sure. A lot of good work over there. You know, it goes without saying that we appreciate his support, but he's doing something a whole lot bigger than running. So
absolutely.
Thanks, Dr. Graham.
Yeah, so it's good to have him. Secondly, but also on the same level, bone and joint surgery clinic with Dr. David Jones here in Raleigh. His daughter, Savannah Jones, happens to be one of our faithful interns this year.
Shout out, Savannah.
She was a great runner at probably the best high school in the world.
Providence?
Broughton High School with David Christian and crew. Savannah has done a great job with us, and Dr. David Jones is a great orthopedic surgeon, and really appreciate that clinic's support. I'm hoping, we're going to see, I think at some point, Dr. Mark Graham or Dr. David Jones, we're going to have him on the podcast just for a little shout out. So hoping for a small segment with him. So we do appreciate both of them. Keeping it moving, North Carolina United States Track and Field Association has supported us really going on, I believe, the third year. Pat, can you correct me on that?
I think third or fourth. They have been involved really since after that first year. In one way or another, of course, Jordan Zwick with the long distance committee over there has been a part, but we've got to meet just about everybody in the group, and we met them all in person when Vendel and Anna was here this summer over at the DBAP.
We did. We, along with some of the ranking members of the North Carolina Association, we met Vendel and Anna. A fascinating hour and a half over there at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. A lot of issues are arising from meat officials.
Good nachos.
Race walking and very average nachos as a little appetizer. We did meet Dr. George Pup Williams, which was the first time for me, so that was nice. But all in all, the North Carolina Association does a lot. I would really say kind of Junior Olympics being kind of their bread and butter, but they do have a long distance committee, which is chaired by the one and only Jordan Swick, and he really sees the value of what we're doing, so appreciate him. Moving on.
Local, even more local than North Carolina.
Actually, yeah, bring it to the local level, which is what we're always about, okay, is the Greater Raleigh Sports Alliance with Scott Dupree. This is their second year. Again, they do a tremendous amount in terms of not only bringing but supporting major sporting events in the Greater Raleigh area. And I'm not going to lie, when they came to us last year, I was honored. We're not, because of our local engagement, a lot of people who come out are local. So in terms of the true metrics of heads and beds, that's not something that we're ranking high up on. But I tell you, I think we have one of the most unique sporting events in Raleigh. They clearly have understood that, and excited to have them on board for year two. So we appreciate their support. And
shout out Ashley, too.
Absolutely, and she has dropped off the sign year after year. So really do appreciate that. And then this year, too, we are always about local things, aren't we, Pat?
Always.
And one of those things, again, obviously, as you guys know, we're a 501c3. So what that means is even within Sir Walter Running at large, we're trying to do things in the non-for-profit world. But we will be partnering this year with the Kayao Cancer Fund. Kayao Cancer Fund, of course, named after the late Kayao, who was a legendary basketball coach at NC State for many years. Of course, her sister is Debbie Yao, who is the current athletic director at NC State for the Wolfpack. But we are partnering with them kind of in a philanthropic kind of partnership. And we're excited for a lot of reasons, but we do have some connections with them. And so through the kind of twofold, we are doing a suggested donation through our Run Club Relay. So we'd love for those Run Clubs just to donate. Again, this goes towards the research and funding of all women's cancers. Again, Kayao had breast cancer, but the cancer fund here is for all, and they've done some phenomenal work in terms of getting money to these centers, Lineberger Center, and to get free mammograms in Eastern North Carolina has been a big thrust of what they're about. And then additionally, not only that, but we'll also be giving them money from
the beer. Yeah. This year we're doing another few special beers, one from Wicked Weed. The Run for El Dorado will be coming out right around Sir Walter time. We will have that, of course, at Raleigh Brewing and at some of our events around town. And then Raleigh Brewing, Les Abbott over there, big runner, ran the Umstead 100 this year.
It's so
brewing
impressive.
Us a beer as well, which is really cool.
We met him recently.
Les came out to the pop-up miles, and we met him over at Raleigh Brewing. So we're going to have him on, too, to talk about the beer that he's doing. But, of course, the suggested donation for the Run Club teams. Speaking of, so far we got Bond Brothers, Raleigh Distance Project, Holly Springs, Oak City Brewing, Fleet Feet Carborough. Raleigh Brewing's got a team, House of Hops. So we do have a few more spots left. That will close down on July 20th. So if you are wanting to get in there, go to the Sir Walter Myler website, click on the Run Club races. We have the 4x4 and, of course, the mile, where the women will get a 45-second head start. We're going to have two big trophies there that you're going to want to go after.
Trophies. It's all about the trophies, Pat. Like, people want trophies. I mean, and medals, yeah, take them or leave them. You throw them away eventually, but you hold on to trophies.
And we like trophy, too. They are supporting all Run with the Pros.
Gosh, did y'all see what Pat did there?
Or Eat with the Pros. I screwed that up. Yeah, the Dinner with the Pros the night before the race. If you go over to this Revolver Miler website and click on merch, we are offering a few things, and one of those is going to be the opportunity to eat with the pros the night before on August 2nd. We are going to clear out Runology, turn it into a 5-star restaurant.
Yep.
Trophy Tap and Table will be catering, and they're going to be having all the beers you want for that $75 price, or I believe $125 if you want to bring a date.
Absolutely. Well, I think we said, was it $90 for one, $150 for two?
Even better.
Okay. So, yeah, clarification there. We're going to go $90 for one, $150 for two.
I think I was talking about the VIS prices, Sandy. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, Pat, great intro. I tell you what, Pat gets better with every week. I'm telling you, some of these natural segues. Speaking of segues, we're sponsored by... you know, one of the special ways in which this will be... We've done this every year as we do our VIS, which is our very important spectator. Per usual, we love to be able to host and kind of give a special experience to people who are willing to pay a little bit more. And so for every cent worth of $75, you can get one of our VIS packages. And what that includes is premier seating. And I'm telling you, Pat, this is going to be a unique premier seating year. I'm just going to tell you that. Also, a pre-race field entry with your VIS lanyard pass that you'll get.
If you
want
to write a story about it, we'll let you.
Yeah. Also, too, you'll get along two things. Per usual, you know, Summer of Miles is really the collective of all that we do, from the podcast to the pop-up miles to even this, podcast. I think I said that once.
Run with the pros, eat with the pros.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of all that we do. So we make some pretty epic tanks that you can rock at the beach or for the pool, for that matter.
Or the lake,
exactly.
Or the back of the pickup.
Or the back of the pickup at Mid Ponds. And we'll have a few different variations. So you can choose the one you want that fits your size and your taste. We'll also have a pair of Gooder glasses, which I know Pat had mentioned. Of course, we partnered with Runology to make some pretty epic. What's that color?
They're like, I don't know, like maybe like gunmetal gray, and they got the mirrored shades. They look fresh. We were out at Dick's Park Sunday just hanging out, and we saw a lot of people rocking them. Have seen a lot on the run. So $28 if you want to buy them outright. If you do the VIS, you're going to get a free pair.
That's right, with a Summer of Miles tank. So we're essentially giving you from the mid-waist up, you're going to be looking fresh to death. Okay, now moving on, VIS 75. Again, eat Dinner with the Pros. $90 for one, $150 for two, and that's going to be a really special night at Runology. So we got some more ways for you to get involved at a next level. Again, that really also supports what we do, but we want to give you an incredible experience, and I think it's definitely worth your time and your money. So again, thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate everyone who gets involved at the VIS level or comes to you with the pros. Keep rocking our gear. Go to our merch, Sir Walter Running or SirWalterMiler.com. You can see the merch tab and buy something and rock it. You know, we do give a lot of free stuff away, but hey, we appreciate when you come and support us. It means a lot, and it goes to really just helping us put on an epic night August 3rd. So keep that in mind.
All right. Thanks, Sandy, for all that. Before we get to our guest here, one quick thing. In case you didn't know, we are going to be live on FlowTrack again this year. If you've got that FlowTrack Pro, you can watch it. Whether you got the yearly subscription or get one of those monthlies just to watch all these miles, we will be there. And also, FlowTrack's great and all, but why not just come to Raleigh?
Come on.
We've got a special deal with the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn.
That's right.
Right Chingy, across the street.
Is Chingy staying there?
He might be. Maybe Petey Pob.
Yeah, Petey Pob.
But right across the street from Runology and State of Beer is the very unique Holiday Inn. There's a special rate. I think it's about $115 a night, something like that. But go over to their website, put the code SWRN through July 15th. I mean, if you can find one of your friends' places to crash, great. But if not, this is an awesome place that is convenient to everything. It is, you know, maybe a couple miles from the track, but on the same street as
the
track.
On the same road. Don't forget that. State of Beer across the street. Taverna Gore right there. Let's say you want to eat nice, go to Second Empire. Nice runs. The Greenway's right down the road. Pat, if you don't have a friend, stay at this Holiday Inn. And it's a cylindrical hotel.
It is. It's very unique. I mean, it's cool.
I don't know how else to describe it.
I know. And there are lots of great places to eat around there, too. But speaking of eating, today I want to go ahead and introduce our men's elite chair, the record holder for the Emerald Mixed Nuts.
God, that...
4 mile run.
Pat's going to get the award for the ability to segue using just outlandish. Like, I did not know where that was going, but he, in his mind, he had lined that up at the beginning of the summer. So, Stephen first.
The record still stands. 4 miles New Year's Eve. In Central Park. What's your time, Steve?
18:11.
Pretty fast, I will say. Pretty fast. So, yes, let's welcome Stephen first to the podcast. We have Logan Roberts here as well. Logan, say hi.
How's it going, guys?
And, you know, we've been doing this for 5 years now. Logan, of course, is a busy man coaching the Tar Heels.
There we go.
And Stephen's been helping us out. So, we are going to go ahead and get to this. But first, Stephen, tell us what's on your mind. I know it's been... kind of a big jump coming in.
Yeah. Yeah. What a job, man. I have to say, you guys have created a monster here. So this is my first year taking over from Logan and working with you guys on an official basis here. But boy, what a challenge to pare down the 32 sub-4 milers who requested entry into this race.
And to
get everyone in. And to build a field that kind of that matches the goals that we have here.
Yes.
And then to keep people happy who want to come and run fast. So that was a big challenge this year. Not the challenge of recruiting athletes, but it was really more the challenge of choosing athletes. And, you know, we don't, as you guys know, and maybe some people who have watched the race before know, we don't choose the 14 fastest PRs.
Nope, sure don't.
We choose people who have, you know, basically a few categories. Some people, we have a trio this year who are trying to break 4 for the first time.
Yes.
Which Sandy and I can relate to.
Couldn't quite get there. Steve, what's your mile PR?
I'm 4 flat .26.
Okay, I'm 4:01.21. So, I mean, if nothing else, we feel the pain of being on the cusp.
Yeah.
You're even closer than I was. Did you run 4 flat like twice?
I ran between 4 flat and 4:02 6 times.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, yeah, so there's guys like us, Sandy, who are getting a real big opportunity here.
Yes.
You know, there's folks who coming from different distance backgrounds.
Yep.
Who were given a shot at the mile here. Real quality runners. We got people who are up and coming, first year out of college.
Mm-hmm.
We find that, you know, that's important to give those guys their first real kind of pro opportunity. And then we got the, you know, kind of like the cream of the crop of American miling here this year. And just to do a couple of overview stats here, we have 6 of the finalists from the 2018 USA Track and Field Championships.
Wow.
In the 1500.
We love
That's half the field.
Yes.
Already, and we got maybe 1 or 2 more. We're going to basically announce here 13 athletes, right? So tonight. So of that, we have 6 who made that finals. We have you don't want to give too much away here, but we've got 5 alumni from the Sir Walter Myler coming,
which
back.
Is a big part for us as well.
Important to keep that. These people have made connections here in town, so really awesome to have them back. We have 7 sub-355 milers. In fact, we have 7 people, or actually 8, who have a 1500 conversion that is faster than our current state record and meet record.
Oof.
That's Kyle Merber's 354.57. So 8 of these guys have run faster than that.
Speaking of, if you want to be the sponsor for the state record this year, that sponsor is available. Hit us up, sirwaltermiler@gmail.com, summermiles@gmail.com. We will give you some value.
Yeah. You just better be ready to pay it.
Right. I mean, that's, yeah.
I think I saw that state record out past window here. It's running for the hills.
That's right.
Big trouble.
The beautiful sunrise. Yeah. Yes.
So, you know, for the fans, that's fantastic. You know, chance to see that state record go down. We've got several Olympians. In fact, we've got 2 out of the 3 U.S. Olympians from 2016.
That's really cool.
That's awesome.
So we'll get into the specifics of names and stats here in just a second. But just as an overview, I mean, it's a fantastic, spectacular field.
Yes.
And the big part of that, I think, is, you know, there's no U.S., there's no World Championship or Olympic Games this year. Mm-hmm. So that opens up some schedules. But another big thing is, I think it's just a clear trend in the field over the last four years.
Absolutely.
Year every year.
Yeah, no, Steve, I totally agree. That's where the way this race is trending. It's real exciting. Steve, before we hop into the specifics of who's coming, can you kind of talk for a second about kind of how we filter our athletes? You talked about that earlier. I mean, we're not just trying to get the 14 or 15 fastest guys in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think a lot of media directors want guys, even who haven't maybe even currently run, you know, or maybe not currently haven't run that fast, but at some point have. They just want, they want PRs mm-hmm. that equal the fastest in the U.S. But how we do a little different at Sir Walter. What are those filters?
Well, I mean, I mentioned a couple. One is that we look for guys who are ready to break through, who maybe haven't had a lot of opportunities, but who want to come to a place, who really are excited about Sir Walter mm-hmm. and the chance to run and break through, whether that be break a 4-minute barrier or get a big PR at a distance they don't always run. So guys like that have a big-time filter. Also, you know, we got to provide... The goal here is to entertain the folks who attend the meet. And, you know, sometimes that means that it's not just another a 354 guy who's coming and running 354, but it's a guy who's got some connection to the community
yep.
that people know. So, you know, they can tell a story, mm-hmm. and then our fans can relate to that person and have a reason to cheer for this guy
yes.
And follow his story. So those are really important. I think that, you know, we could fill... Well, this year at least, we could fill the field with those 353, 354 guys, and we've got a lot of them already. But the question then becomes, like, what's the fan watching the race for? And what's the, you know, is it just one winner at the end of it? I mean, we're going to have a chance for 4 to 5 to 6 winners in this field. I guarantee you, any of these three break four for the first time, even if they're third to last, they're going to be... They're going to have the best, one of the best races of their life.
That's right.
Break four for the first time.
Yeah, so. Last year was a lot of fun having you know, multiple guys break four for the first time. So we want to be able to do that every year for sure. So I think that's a huge part.
And you guys have produced 10 first time sub-4 milers yeah. here in the history of this race. 27 sub-4 performances in total.
Yeah.
So... It's something that there's a track record for here, and a lot of people go home happy if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly. Nice job, Steve. Way to pull a pat there.
No, I like it.
You're exactly right. I mean, that filter, right, Steve, you nailed it. Again, we do have some pro, you know, we definitely want to look out for local folks, you know, people that have come through local programs that have ties to the community that are around Raleigh or one of the universities. Again, the first time sub-4 or 4:30 for the women is huge because, again, that's something we can come back to year in, year out. I mean, some years, you because of where the race lands, it may not be ideal, you know, being close to the Olympics or a world championship year, so even close to a USATF championship. So we're not always guaranteed the perfect timing. However, we can always help people get under 4 minutes, which is great. Then there's people that are just, you know, past champions or who just love coming to Raleigh and have been loyal to the race. And then, of course, when the year's right, which I think we've landed on this year, we get some huge talent who just, you know, it fits well between European seasons. So yeah, I think the filter of which we use is something that's very sustainable.
Mm-hmm. For sure. All right, Steve, let's get to that filter.
All right. So the first three guys I want to talk about here are the three guys who are coming here with the dream of breaking 4 minutes. So we have Jacob Thompson,
yeah.
former NC State,
mm-hmm.
Moved on to Kentucky, where he was a multi-time All-American, mostly in the 5 and 10K. But he's run 4:01 for the mile this year, and he was a 3-time All-American. And also something near and dear to me, a Penn Relays 5K champion. So he's coming in super excited. Just graduated from UK.
Running for BAA now, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he just signed with BAA a couple weeks ago. Yep.
BAA Adidas, so congrats.
I guess we'll be his first pro. Well, he's racing in Europe, so.
First American.
Yeah.
First American debut.
American debut for the pro Jacob Thompson. Then we've got, actually, I have to pronounce his name right, Charlie...
Markart?
How do you do that?
All I know is he was the guy, I believe it was, Adrian Martinez, that dove for the line
right.
to try to break four and barely missed it, so we're hoping we can give him that extra juice.
Yes.
So Charlie, yeah, Charlie's so excited. He's run actually a 3:39 1500, which may be the fastest 1500 PR for someone who's never broken
four.
He also has the distinction of having run between 4 flat and 4:03 five times, so I know what that's like. So he's ready to rock. He's excited for this field. And third guy who's coming in having not broken four is our pop-up miles champion. That's Henry Dwyer.
Yeah, Henry. So Athens.
4:02 guy. He came all the way from Athens, Georgia to run the pop-up championship here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, training with 10-man now.
Ten-man, and that group, Drew Hunter and Sam Parsons are his training partners some of the time, and he came and rocked that race.
We know 10-man has been to Sir Walter a few times. He will have Henry ready to go that night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So Henry's excited too. So let's go on and maybe talk about, there's another group in here that I'm pretty excited about because they're kind of more 5K guys. We have the NCAA 5K champion coming in. This is a Fairfax, Virginia high school student, went on to Stanford.
Northern Virginia. Sorry, that's my DC connection. I just had to throw out the fact that
Sean McGordy.
Yeah,
he went from Nova all the way to Stanford,
mm-hmm.
And won the NCAA 5K this year. Like I said,
he also, a great field.
Grant Fisher was in there, and then Justin Knight was in there. He outkicked both.
Pretty good runners. Yeah, he went with the strength move.
Yeah. So McGordy also made the finals actually in the 1500 at USA's a couple weeks ago. So he's coming in. This will be his first pro season now. So that's great to have him. We've also got confirmed as of today another 5K guy, Hassan Mead.
Hassan?
I don't know. Okay.
Close enough.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it's Hassan Mead, yeah.
Hassan.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
he's pretty fast.
Yeah, he's pretty fast to the tune of, he's a 2016 Olympian.
Wow.
For Team USA.
Yeah, that'll do it. The rings, yeah.
So if you want to hear a 5K PR, Hassan Mead's 5K PR is 13:02.
Oof. It's pretty quick. Pretty quick. Maybe the fastest 5K PR of anybody to ever run Sir Walter.
Hands down.
Yeah. Yep. Confirm. Certainly, he is the fastest in this field. McGordy's run 13:24, but Hassan Mead 13:02. His 10K is a little weaker. It's only 27:33.
Oh, God.
I think that's a little
the
weaker.
Horror.
Now, Hassan has snuck under 4 in a mile already, but he's ready for like a 5-second PR because he's run 3:59.
Bring it on. Yeah, so 5-second PRs are good.
So we're pumped to have him. And then we bring back, in addition to this, we go through the other finalists from the USATF Championships a couple weeks ago. We got Robert Domanek.
Yeah, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. And this is his first year out, right?
Yeah.
So he was fourth a couple weeks ago in the U.S. at 1500, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, what did he finish at NCAAs? He was up there.
Mm.
I can't remember, but he was up there. Great runner, of course. Van Hoy coached him, really strong closer, and we love these first-year guys.
Yeah.
We love them when they haven't broken four yet, but I think his PR is a little faster than that.
Yeah, his PR is 3:54.
I think that was his first race sub four. He did run that 3:54.
Is that right?
So if he can do another like 6 seconds off that, then we'll really have something.
Okay. let's see. Another finalist there was Pat Casey. He's actually got the fastest mile PR as
352?
Of right now. 352.62.
Wow. And Pat, I was looking at old results today because I remember he had a really good year. Then he got hurt in 2014, the last off year, which I think was the first year we had Sir Walter. He was second at USA's. Mm. It's an off year this year, so he's been running well. I know he had a strong showing at USA's.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, he was up there. I want to say he was...
fourth or fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say fourth again, but I can't say that two people in a row.
Rocking the Under Armour. Yeah.
Under Armour. So he's as of today, he has our fastest confirmed PR, although I will say that there is a faster PR in the wins here. So
okay.
We'll see. We'll see who's the fastest PR on race day. So Pat Casey coming in for his first time. And then another first timer is Ben Blankenship.
Ben,
another Olympian.
Yeah, so he's a first timer. He's an Olympian. 2016, eighth in the Olympic finals. He's an Olympic finalist, in fact, in 2016.
A lot of Diamond League races. So, you know, yeah. Lausanne, Paris, Raleigh.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, so he's coming in with a 3:53 flat PR. Also, it's around 7:38 3K, so he can actually go up in distance too.
Just in case we extend the race that night.
yeah. So, and he's also was on the Team USA's World Championship distance medley relay team.
That has the world record, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful hair too.
Yeah, long hair.
Good beard.
Minnesota guy.
Yeah.
So University of Minnesota. So Golden pumped Gophers. To have him for the first time here. I mean, that's a heavy hitter.
It is.
Yeah.
He didn't run USA's.
I don't think he ran USA's, but he has been racing, so I'm sure he'll be coming in hot, looking looking to bust up on that old North Carolina record, courtesy of Kyle Merber.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Is there a bonus for that?
Yeah, there is. You can sponsor it by reaching out to us.
Okay, Pat, but that's a good point by Stephen. What has it been? Like, what has the amount been, dollar figure?
It's been, an extra 500, yeah.
So we'd love to see someone for the men and women's, again, kind of doing sure. Come on and support that. We'd love to have somebody.
Yeah,
come on. How about by the time our next podcast hits, we'd love to be announcing that. I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there as a challenge to our listeners.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Mm. Yeah.
What you got next, Steve?
Well, another guy who is actually really wants to win, he's been fourth here at Sir Walter Mallow the last 2 years. This is an NC State grad, Graham Crawford.
Graham.
Burlington, NC.
Burlington.
Graham he grew Crackers. Up right down
the street. CC Williams High.
Yeah. Yeah, Graham's a great guy. He's been a part of this community here in Raleigh for, 5 years at NC State. And now he runs with Gags Group up in New York, New Jersey Track Club, along with most of the rest of the NC State team.
New Jersey, New York.
Oh, okay.
I made that same mistake.
Yeah.
It's okay. Good people.
He's great people.
Welcome back, Graham.
Yep, this will be his third time running here. 3:56.0 PR, which is
Daddy
from...
ran here, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is from Sir Walter.
That's right.
So great to have him back. Another guy from USA Finals was Christian Serratos, another returner.
Yes.
3:54.2 PR. So this guy came from small, kind of went from Hartnell College, community college, to Montana State, and then he really hit it in, I guess, his last year.
Yeah, with the Sonic and Hedgehog Sox. And Christian was here last year hanging out and got to meet a lot of the community and told us, as he left last year, he wanted to come run. So really excited that it worked out. Mm-hmm. He's been running really well. So mm-hmm. He knows what to expect, and we certainly wish him well as he comes to Raleigh.
Come on.
On the racing scene, right. Not just the hanging scene.
Yep, we got three more athletes to introduce. I'm just going to make a quick note about the pace setter this year, and we haven't finalized the pace, but we can start to imagine based on PRs and talk about this state record. But Corey Leslie's coming back.
Gosh, Corey!
Corey can set a pace.
He's run 2:19 for the 1,000. So that's a pretty good PR. Yeah. That's fast enough. Also, 1:47 and 3:53 miler. So I mean. He's got the pedigree, and he's well known by the men in the field. So
He's raced this field. He paced it last year. So Corey is going to be very comfortable.
He's got that front running style. Sometimes he paces even when he's running the race. So.
Yes.
All right, last three competitors. We'll start with Johnny Gregoric here.
Yes, so,
Johnny.
He was the hot ticket. Last year's
made
US
the world
championship.
Team. Yeah,
made the world team. He was the only American in the finals.
That's right.
17 world championships. So he finished 10th in the world last year.
And we said this before. I don't know if you know this, Steve, but his father has the state record in the 10K in Raleigh.
Is that right?
Yeah, the old reliable run ran, I think, a 28:06, like in 1986.
Wow.
So I talked to Johnny actually at USA's and told him that, and he got a kick out of that. Wow. So maybe we'll get both them on the podcast.
His father also has pretty much every county and a lot of the state records in my county in New York. So Monroe Woodbury High School.
There we go.
Wow. Orange County, New York.
So can we go ahead and just
the pipeline?
Yeah. Can we go ahead and ask Mr. Gregoric to come on back down here and hang out with us that weekend?
Yeah, for sure.
Was he here last year? Well, he's a two-time Olympian, Johnny's father, John, right. Two-time Olympian.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was Johnny ran here 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't think he was there. Out.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You can come eat with the pros. Yeah.
Honestly, and I'd love to run a lot slower, but I'd love to run that Old Reliable 10K with you for just old time's sake.
There we go. Put it on the menu.
Yeah. Johnny, obviously, extremely classy guy. He was well liked by the whole everyone here last year.
Yeah.
So it's great to get him back. Another guy we're getting back is Craig Angles.
Yeah, Craig.
So he was second last year at Sir Walter.
Two-time Silver Miles podcast guest.
Oh,
the only two-time athlete. So we're looking forward to having Craig back in Raleigh always.
Will he be on a podcast in the next few weeks here?
I think once his European season is done or whatever he's doing over there, we certainly will try to get him for that third call.
Yeah.
You hear that, Craig? We got you.
So Craig, he's from... From near Winston-Salem, right?
Pofftown.
Pofftown, but yeah. No one knows where that is. I don't know where that is.
home of JDL Fast Track. Shout out to Craig Longhurst.
Is it really?
We'll be in.
I didn't know if Pofftown
not
was.
Not in the building, but on the field.
On the grounds, yeah, absolutely.
Pofftown is a suburb of
Winston.
Winston,
okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So local connections, went to NC State and then moved to Ole Miss. I guess it was his last year at Ole Miss when he was fourth in the trials.
Yep.
In 2016, in both the 8 and the 15.
Yeah.
So he's a 146 flat half miler, 353 indoor miler.
Broke big four finish. For the first time last year here.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And since then, he's run a few good races too. So
pretty quick.
He's one of the up and comers.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
This is his second year out of college, right?
Yep.
I believe so. Cool. So it's going to be great to have him back, hopefully on the podcast and definitely in the field. And the last guy on the list here is the former champion of Sir Walter Myler. That's Robbie Andrews.
Robbie.
So, I mean, his...
Team Robbie.
Another 2018 Olympian.
18? They had the Olympics this year?
Sorry. 2016
Winter Olympian?
Yeah, the bobsled.
Just pull a low one.
He was, unfortunately... Yeah, he was DQ'd in the finals or in the prelims of the 1500 stepped inside the rail, but he was a U.S. Olympian. He was also the U.S. outdoor champion in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ready to come back here and 353-1 and a 144 half mile. So you
he's
know
fast.
People
don't let Robbie get you in the kick again.
Yeah,
that's what happened when he won a few years ago here.
Yeah, he was probably about 20 meters back. I'm just guessing from watching Robbie run, but you know he has this style where you just can never count him out.
He's fast. We're excited to have Robbie. Hopefully, the family comes down again, of course, and they go to the correct Umstead Park this time.
quick side note about Robbie. I picked him up from the airport during his first trip to Sir Walter. And we immediately went to Cookout, had a barbecue sandwich, and got a local flavor to his trip down south. So if anybody's looking for the edge, you might want to take a visit to Cookout before the race. Who knows? You know, it might provide that extra little kick. And we all know when you're coming around the bend, make sure you have a good viewpoint of Robbie because he's gonna be coming in hot.
But don't get too close.
And don't lean over. If you're one of those people in lane four, just keep your head back for that.
Exactly.
Because he may be out there.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right, Steve. Do you have any parting thoughts? That is the initial field, as everybody knows. There probably will be a few additions and subtractions before it's all said and done. But that's where things stand here on July 9th at 8:33 p.m. So we got a few weeks, of course, before the race, but we really want to start pumping these bios out and get some of these guys on the pod to kind of talk about their stories and their seasons and kind of their running history. So, Steven, first, what you got? Anything? Any fun facts?
I mean, that's it. I think I delivered the fun facts. I think if there's one thing this year, it's the there's a lot of the best Americans are here. In fact, most of the best Americans are here in this field, and then there's some really hungry guys who are going to be hanging on the back. So looking forward to seeing that.
And if you're hungry, you can come eat with the pros.
There we go.
Thursday, August 2nd at Renology. Go ahead and get over that Sir Walter page. Check the merch. Get your ticket. All the guys Steven just talked about, all the girls, women, I always screw that up, excuse me, that Jeff talked about the other day will be in the building. They will sign your t-shirt. They will take a picture with you if you're very nice to them.
Very nice.
And they might talk track, but don't go too far.
There we go. Well, Steven, thank you so much, man. It's so good to have you on the team this year and for, you know, the team period. And you get great to have you on and excited for the start this year. I mean, for you come on this year and you've already delivered a great field. So you've already set a very high bar. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
You heard it first here.
Thanks, Sid. All right, thanks, Steven. Okay, so here we are. Any parting thoughts from you, Sandy, as we kind of have released both these fields? Anything kind of coming to mind?
Yeah, I think more than anything, it just gets me excited again. You know, what makes this race, the fields are an integral part. Don't get that twisted. But at the end of the day, it's the people that come out. It's the people who do the Strava challenges. It's the folks that come out to the pop-up miles. It's the high school teams. It's the folks that have just been supporting us who come out and make that night truly a spectacular event for the athletes. So, you know, in the day, like, I'm thrilled with this lineup. I mean, this is might be one of our most loaded fields to date coming in, and that gets me really excited. But more than anything, I just can't wait to see the throngs of people out there on August 3rd at Meredith. That's what was what really gets me excited. So, I mean, the excitement's just building. I got to temper my zealousness because we got a few more weeks, but man, it's coming up quick. So that being said, Pat, I'm going to throw it back to you. What gets you excited? I know you run a lot of the stats. You curate and craft a lot of our stories and narratives for, you know, coming in and really inviting people to the runners and their lives and what they bring. What are you looking? What gets you excited at this moment?
I think kind of what you were just talking about. You know, we're going to have another 30 athletes come to Raleigh that weekend of August 2nd through the 4th. And some of them have been here before, some have not. But we're looking forward to showing them a great time. It is always a really fun weekend. I don't want to stress enough, or I can't stress enough. You know, it's nice to watch the race online and look at results, but Come see this race in person. It is a night race. The pro races start about 9 p.m. I guarantee if you're a track fan, you have some friends here. I know the Sidious Mag crew is coming through. People have come and done their honeymoons here. A lot of coaches come. It is just a fun night. You know, the whole thing from the dinner with the pros on Thursday. On Friday, of course, we have the pre-party over at Raleigh Brewing with the food trucks and all the special beers that go to that KDL Cancer Fund. And then, of course, the race is the big thing. And then that next day, we have the Elliptico Run with the Pros, where all the athletes that were running the night before, you can come run with them. We'll throw some free coffee and donuts at you, maybe some bagels, all that kind of fun stuff. And then there might even be another event that afternoon. So we're giving you plenty of reasons to come to Raleigh and hang out. These fields are incredible. Mm-hmm. Jeff and Steven have done a phenomenal job putting these together. Yeah. Now we'll do our best to kind of tell those stories. So if there are people you want to hear from that are in these fields, certainly reach out to us, summermiles@gmail.com. We will try to get them on. If you're wondering how you can support this podcast, head over to iTunes, click 5 stars, leave a review, go to smile.amazon.com, select Sir Walter Running as your charity. Anytime you buy something, go to that smile.amazon.com. It'll save it for you. Whatever you need to buy, doesn't cost you any more. Hook us up. Lots of fun. And of course, go to the Summer Miles website. Check out the merch there. Pick up a tee. Get a sweet tank top. We got more and more coming. Go do the Strava Challenge. It's all fun. We love the Raleigh community. And
it's all about it.
We're excited to have these pros come in town and see what we do and see some really fast times that night at Meredith as well.
Absolutely. So you heard it first here. The men's field for 2018. We're excited. And right now as I'm sitting here, I am dressed eerily similar to my co-host Pat Price. We're both rocking Boylan shorts, a gray shirt. I'm rocking a Georgetown gray boy. He's rocking a Sir Walter Running squirrel shirt, both gray in nature. Different shoes, but my goodness, we're rocking eerily similar. So that's my final thought tonight is, man, you know you're on the same wavelength with one of your co-partners when you're rocking the same thing for the podcast.
All right, signing out from the Sunrise Studios tonight. Thank you to our guest, Mr.
Steven First,
Mr. Sandy Roberts,
and Pat Price. That is the Summer Miles. We will talk to you soon.
while the dollar is